from the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here on our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. What a great evening for a February show. So glad to have everyone here nice and snug with us in the Museum of Commerce. Once again, a beautiful audience. I'm not going to say it this time. That's what I say every month. But I am going to say that you all need to give yourselves a huge hand because you are indeed a fabulous audience. And we have a great show tonight. We have a couple of folks who haven't been with us before, and that's always nice to have them on board. And of course, I reminded the audience here that they need to make sure that they give them the kind of warm Pensacola welcome that Radio Live audiences always do. And I know you're going to do that. We're going to start off with a lady that has been on Radio Live several times before. It's always nice to have her back. She lives in Canada now, so there's no surprise why she's down here tonight being on this show. Jamie Anderson has performed her unique original songs in hundreds of venues in four countries, including 47 of the United States and three Canadian provinces. She describes herself as folk without the Birkenstocks, country without the big hair, pop without the meat dress, and jazz without the weird chords. She has 10 recordings to her credit, and her music has been featured on Good Morning America, the Dr. Demento radio show, NPR's Car Talk, and stations all over the world. In high school, she memorized every chord in a Mel Bay songbook and for the next few years played local coffee houses and weddings. She did her first national tour in 1987 because she needed to earn gas money to get to a music festival. She's been collecting tiny motel soaps ever since. When she isn't touring, she has taught music classes at Duke University, arts centers, festivals, and in her studio. She's also author of the book, Drive All Night, which has the subtitle, which her publisher made her drop, Taking My Shirt Off for Amy Ray and Other True Tales from a Touring Folk Singer. I can see why they made you drop that. And is currently writing a book about early women's music. Her many awards include finalist in the Mid-Atlantic Song Contest in the jazz category, finalist in the USA Songwriting Competition for her song Your Mama Scares Me, and the Jane Schleisman Award for Outstanding Contributions to Women's Music. Please welcome Jamie Anderson.
Pretty they were when I I think of her. When I'm gone, don't mourn. Sing no songs in minor key. Just find a desert with roses and sing for my mamma and me. Pink, vermilion, crimson, ruby, garnet, maroon.
Thank you. That was Dave Nachmanoff. He's going to be back up doing his own stuff. As well as playing some songs with me. They didn't know that Dave and I were old friends, and when I saw that we were on the same bill, I said, let's do some songs together. So we are. So I've been touring for almost 30 years, and I put together a collection of stories from the road called Drive All Night. And I have a chapter about doing a radio live gig a few years back. I have chapters about some of the fun gigs that I've had and the interesting people I've met. Melissa Etheridge came to my show once. I've shared a stage with Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls and some other fun people. And I've also had some really interesting housing arrangements, including... Yes, yeah, so you're already laughing. One time I shared housing with a pig. A real one, like a barnyard animal. Yeah. So I thought I'd read a chapter about one of the things that happened to me. It was Mother's Day in 2001 when my buddy Kara Barnard and I headed home after finishing our Midwest tour the night before. Plans were to drop her off at St. Louis to get her truck so she could drive her truck back to Indiana. I'd continue on by myself to North Carolina where I lived. Stopping at a rest area just west of St. Louis, I saw a young woman dressed in khakis and a white T-shirt, oversized glasses perched on her nose, sitting on the ground, petting a relaxed tortoiseshell cat. Nearby were dishes filled with food and water. Crouching down next to the woman, I brushed my hand over the cat's soft fur and asked if she was her kitty. No, she shyly replied. Someone dropped her here yesterday, so I brought her something to eat. We talked for a while. The young lady spoke simply and with a small stutter. She mentioned that she was part of a crew that regularly cleaned the rest area. I asked if she could take the cat home, and she said she couldn't because she lived in a group home and they didn't accept pets. Someday, she assured me, I'll be able to take her home. We discussed what it might be like for a kitty to live outside in a busy public space for that long. I gave Kara a pleading look. So many strays seemed to find Kara that I figured this one was the latest. No, she commented with a grin, I think this one's yours. I hefted myself off the ground and headed for the payphone. My girlfriend and I only had two cats at the time. I explained about the abandoned kitty. She was skeptical but finally relented. By the way, I added, the cat is pregnant. Her skinny frame barely supported the weight of the huge bulge around her middle. She looked like a football with legs. I walked back to the truck, the young woman behind me cradling the cat. Kara got in the driver's seat and I in the passenger side. Through the open window, the young woman handed me the kitty, her eyes sad but hopeful, and said, Happy Mother's Day. We stopped at a store and bought a cat carrier and other supplies. A few miles later, I dropped Kara off at her truck and then continued on the two-day drive home, my caged companion on the seat beside me. My mantra with every mile was, please don't have your kittens yet. Please don't have your kittens yet. Fortunately, she listened to me and had six healthy babies a week after I got her home. I named her Emily, short for Emilita Cita Bita Boo. She prefers the short version, mostly because the long form has its own ridiculous song. She doesn't like my music, especially my music, but she's a cat, so I try not to take offense. All the same, I named a song after her, mostly because she was crying the whole time I was writing it. Maybe she was penning lyrics. She missed the deadline. Cats are so bad with deadlines. So I recorded the song as an instrumental. We found homes for four of the babies, keeping one for ourselves and one for Kara, who'd promised to take a kitten back when we found Emily. Her kitten, Maggie, appears on the cover of my album, Listen. She jumped into the photo shoot while dashing madly about the house, chasing her sister. I'm glad I listened to my conscience and brought Emily home. I still have Emily and one of her babies, Zoe. I think Emily likes my music a little more, or maybe in her older years, she just can't hear it as well. She still stinks at deadlines, unless it has something to do with dinner. So I often stay with people who have pets. I have another chapter in there about sharing housing with 15 cats. You're laughing because you probably stayed at the same house, right, Dave? That was your next door neighbor. It was actually great because every time I sat down, there wasn't just one cat on my lap. There was like three or four. So I got to do a blues song because Dave's here and, you know, it's all your fault. But this is a song that perfectly illustrates why you should never break up with a songwriter. Angry words, slamming doors. All you did, I wasn't sure what for. I'm not sorry I left. Glad to go and have. You've got a new lover. You're her problem. There were times you were kind, then you turn on me. What was on your mind? That was quite a show. Go on, take a bow. You'll get no applause from me. Problem now. Her problem now. I don't have to fake it. Her problem now. I don't have to take it. For me, there is no regret. I've got my self-respect. You're her problem now. I thought you needed therapy. You said the problem was me, me, me. Well, maybe so. I'll claim my share. But truthfully, right now, I don't care. You're her problem now. Her problem now. I don't have to fake it. Her problem now. I don't have to take it. For me, there is no regret. Do it with no regret. You're her problem now. Her problem now.
Jamie Anderson. Jamie will be back with us in the second half of the program, along with Dave Nachmanoff, who also will be back in just a couple of minutes, actually. You're listening to Radio Live. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with over 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Also, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. We love our sponsors, don't we? Yes, we do. You know it. All right. Our next guest, really excited about having him on the show. It's been many months since I booked him originally and been anxiously waiting his arrival. Hiroya Sukamoto is one-of-a-kind composer, guitarist, and singer-songwriter from Kyoto, Japan. He began playing the five-string banjo when he was 13, took up the guitar shortly thereafter. In 1994, Hiroya entered Osaka University, and while there, he was introduced to a musical and social movement in South America called Nueva Canción, headed by musical legends Victor Jara and Violeta Parra. In 2000, Hiroya received a scholarship to the Berklee College of Music and came to the United States. In 2004, he released his debut album, The Other Side of the World, with his band Interoceanico. His composition entitled El Otro Lado del Mundo was nominated as a finalist in the USA Songwriting Competition in 2004 and Samba de Siempre in 2005. His composition, Seventh Night, was a finalist for an International Acoustic Music Award in 2006. He has released three additional albums, Confluencia in 2006, Where the River Shines in 2008, and most recently, Heartland in 2012. He's been headlining concerts with his group, including several appearances at the Blue Note in New York City, and has performed with Esperanza Spalding, Marta Gomez, Kendrick Scott of the Crusaders, Pete Kennedy of the Kennedys, and Dave Maxwell of the Muddy Waters Band. Please welcome Hiroya Sukamoto. Thank you. you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here for the first time. So my name is Hiroya. I'm from Kyoto, Japan. And I'll be playing some original music. And the first song was called From Coast to Coast. And I think it's a good title because I live in New York, and I came from New York to Pensacola, even though I flew. And now I like to sing one Japanese folk song because I'm from there. And this one is from Okinawa. You know Okinawa. And Okinawa has a very different culture from mainland because it was basically a different country. And this song talks about women. When Okinawa was a kingdom, who was proposed by a king. And people around the time in Okinawa were pressed. So people really couldn't say no, but this lady, she didn't want to get married with a king. So she refused his proposal, but she survived. And she sort of became, a heroine hero. And this song, Heroine, and came about. And I'm going to sing this song in Okinawan dialect, which I don't even understand much. So I hope you don't understand Okinawan. And this one is called Asadoe Yunta, which is the name of this woman. Okinawan song. I hope you didn't understand. Okay, I'll play one more song, and this is the one that I composed called Soledad, means solitude.
Toroya Sukamoto. And he too will be back with us in the second half of the program. The program is Radio Live, coming to you from the Museum of Commerce, located on the historic campus of the University of West Florida in downtown Pensacola. Great audience tonight, standing room only. This is amazing. You guys are doing a great job for your part tonight. Appreciate that. You know, you get a gold star for being a good audience tonight. All right, now Dave Nachmanoff was out here helping Jamie on her first set, but now it's his time in the light. So we're glad to have him out here. He saw Al Stewart live for the first time at the Royal Albert Hall in London in 1985, and in 2006 came back and performed with him. As a multi-instrumentalist side player, he still works with Stewart on a regular basis, as well as many others at hundreds of venues as far-ranging as the Bottom Line, Glastonbury Festival, and the Edmonton Folk Festival. He's a prolific songwriter, to say the least, in styles ranging from folk to pop, who has sold over 20,000 recordings. He's led songwriting workshops for many groups, from German school children to the Silcox, a family with 44 adopted boys. He writes custom songs for weddings and other special occasions, and in his spare time, he earned a doctorate degree in philosophy. Hey, quite a guy. He produced and played on Al Stewart's newest release, Uncorked, an exciting live recording of Stewart's songs. In fact, he's going to be heading up to Ohio. Right? It's Ohio? Yeah. After this show? I've been doing a couple of shows with Al Stewart up there. His own ninth and latest CD, Step Up, released in 2011, features a who's who of players and singers. He shared the stage with Cheryl Wheeler, Steve Forbert, The Pogues, America, Rodney Crowell, Alison Krauss, and many others. Please welcome Dr. Dave Nachmanoff.
Song by way of introduction, since I don't know too many of you yet. But it's not a song about me. I'm just in it in a small role. It's about a woman named Libba Cotton. Anybody ever heard of Libba Cotton here? Yeah. How about the song Freight Train? Anybody ever heard of Freight Train? Yeah. All right, good. Well, Libba Cotton is the woman who wrote Freight Train, and she wrote that song when she was about 12 years old. This story takes place when she was 82 years young, still doing her thing. And I was in the summer between 4th and 5th grade. This is called Kindred Spirits. Couldn't have been much more than 10 when I met her through a friend. Her skin was dark and wrinkled, her eyes were bright and kind. She played some of her songs for me, like Freight Train and Shake Sugary. She asked if I would play her some of mine. Well, I hadn't played for very long. In fact, I'd written just one song, so I played that song I'd written and some others that I knew. She was gonna do a show in a couple weeks or so. She asked if I would like to play there too. And we sang Freight Train on the Monument Lawn with a statue of Abe looking over us. Over 70 years apart, we were singing from the heart, like two kindred spirits in the night. We were two kindred spirits in the night. When I got up on that stage, I forgot about my age. The fireflies were blinking, it was a hot and humid night. But I somehow knew right there and then, couldn't let that feeling end. like Libba, I'd play music all my life. And we sang Freight Train on the Monument Lawn with a statue of Abe looking over us. Over 70 years apart, we were singing from the heart like two kindred spirits in the night. We were two kindred spirits in the night. Now, I've heard that you guys like to sing, and I'm guessing there's some people here who've never heard the song Freight Train. But if you know it, why don't you help me sing it for them one time so they get to hear how it goes. Let's try it. Here we go. Freight Train. Libba Cotton has moved on. That better home, they tell us, is waiting in the sky. But she rode Freight Train as a child, and sometimes now it makes me smile when I think how music doesn't die. We sang Freight Train. We sang Freight Train on the Monument Lawn. Statue of Abe looking over us. Over 70 years. For 70 years apart, but we were singing from the heart like two kindred spirits in the night. We were two kindred spirits in the night. Glad I wasn't misled. You guys do like to sing. This is good. This is really good. It's kind of a mission with me. I really feel like one of the things we've lost in this country is the freedom to sing along. People feel like, you know, just leave it to the professionals. But no, music's much too fun to do that. You gotta join in, make a joyful noise. So that song goes back to my first album, Candy Shower. And I'm gonna jump to the most recent release that Pat mentioned, Step Up. This song, when I wrote it, it wasn't really my favorite of all the songs that I was recording, but when I sent it to Ronan Murphy, the guy that produced the record, this was the one he said if I didn't put it on the record, he wouldn't work with me. So I figured he really liked it. Wound up becoming the opening track on the album, and it's kind of grown on me since. Sometimes you need an outside opinion to figure out your own songs. This is called Fragile Thing. Jeannie cries easy, it doesn't take much to set her off. But Steven seems to know how to calm her down. Like handling china or walking on eggshells, most of the time he treats her gently. She thinks she'll keep him round. She's a fragile thing, complicated angel with a heart of glass, a checkered past. You must be careful. Yes, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart. Yes, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart. Not easy, although she's known some men in her time. They get too close, she always disappears. A sleight of hand, some prestidigitation, a puff of smoke, a cloud of ink, whenever someone nears. She's a fragile thing, complicated angel with a heart of glass, a checkered past. You must be careful. Yes, Yeah, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart. Yeah, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart. Now, nothing is easy. It seems she's hardest on herself. She wears her pain and grief upon her sleeve. Steven is not like the others, and this could be different. And it's gonna take time till she knows what her heart can believe. She's a fragile thing, a complicated angel with a heart of glass, a checkered past. You must be careful. Yeah, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart. Yeah, she's a fragile thing, but this fragile thing will break your heart.
Thanks so much. I'd like to welcome back my friend Jamie Anderson. Thanks a lot.
So, yeah, Jamie and I have known each other, well, I don't know, a lot of years, it seems like, but it's been about 10 years since we've seen each other, so I'm so grateful to you for inviting us on the same night, because it's wonderful to see Jamie again. So this is, well, it was a topical song when I wrote it, actually also a tropical song. Became more of a historical ballad over the years, and about every 7 years it becomes topical again. That'll leave you scratching your heads. But this one is one that I really, really want some help singing on, so I'm hoping you'll join in. There's even an interpretive dance section in the middle, should anybody be moved to do so. Just watch out for your neighbors. You can dance in your chairs, too. Yeah. Catching stingray in Washington State. Down south, there's nothing but drought. There's brush fires all over Australia. And in the north, it's flooding them out. The trade winds are stuck in the doldrums. The Pacific's receded and warm. The forecast is gloomy for winter. What's causing these tropical storms? And remember? El Nino, blame it all on El Nino. It's because of El Nino, says the man on the news. Okay, try it now, here we go. El Nino, blame it all on El Nino. You got to watch out. That anomalous weather phenomenon from Peru. My last 15 gigs have been empty. It feels like I'm under a curse. My computer is invaded by gremlins, and the stock market couldn't be worse. I broke a nail last Thursday, and the dog somehow injured his paws. I gained 20 pounds and lost my wife. I tell you, there must be a cause. El Nino. It's because of El Nino, says the man on the news. All the way in the trolley, let's hear you. El Nino, blame it all on El Nino. That anomalous weather phenomenon from Peru. It was born in the Andean Mountains, where the temperature gets below freezing. The fishermen call it the little one. It's a game in the Christmas season. It's true. I looked it up on the National Weather Service's website before I wrote this song. I do my research. So this is the part where you can dance if you like. Thank you. the rain kept the people from coming out to see all of my shows. Yeah, that's it. The computer got wet when it flooded. As for the stock market, nobody knows. I broke my nail dialing the weather, and the dog slipped and fell in the rain. I couldn't go jogging and gain that weight, so El Nino is really to blame. Yeah,
yeah. El Nino, blame it all on El Nino.
It's because of El Nino, says the man on the news. Once more feeling
El Nino, blame it all on El Nino.
That anomalous weather phenomenon from Peru.
Dave Nachmanoff. All right. Don't worry, Dave will be back later in the show and he's going to do his high energy set. So hold on, it's coming. You're listening to Radio Live, coming to you on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener supported. Don't forget that. Public radio from the University of West Florida. Also, we stream online and you can actually listen to Radio Live. You can listen to this particular program of Radio Live tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in the archived programs on the Radio Live website at radiolive.org, so you can relive the moments that you're experiencing right now tonight. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with over 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front, and we thank our sponsors for their help in keeping this show going.